10 Spring Plants to Divide, Essential Guide for Edibles and Ornamentals. Learn how to multiply your garden's bounty while improving plant health through spring division techniques for both kitchen and ornamental gardens. By Amanda MacArthur. Spring is when serious gardeners roll up their sleeves and get to work on division, one of the most practical and rewarding tasks in the garden calendar. This essential maintenance not only improves plant health, but also stretches your gardening budget by essentially creating free plants. I've been dividing perennials for over a decade, learning through trial and error which techniques work best. My first attempts with dividing hostas taught me the importance of timing. Too late in spring, and the plants struggle to establish before summer heat arrives. Experience has shown that early spring division, just as new growth emerges, yields the best results for most perennials. Division serves several crucial purposes in the garden. It prevents overcrowding, rejuvenates older plants that have become woody or unproductive in their centers, and allows you to strategically relocate plants to areas where they'll perform better. For those with limited gardening budgets, division is also an efficient way to multiply your plant stock without additional expense. Let's dive into 10 of my favorite garden plants that respond to spring division, with a focus on edible varieties alongside beautiful ornamentals. 1. Chives. Best time to divide, early spring, just as new growth emerges. Division method. Dig up the entire clump and divide it into sections with a sharp knife or garden spade. Each division should have several healthy stems and a good portion of the root system. Clumps can typically be divided into 3 to 4 portions. Planting tips. Replant divisions at the same depth as they were growing previously in well-drained, fertile soil. Space divisions about 12 inches apart to allow room for spread. Health considerations. Water newly divided plants thoroughly and continue to keep soil moderately moist until new growth is established. Chives recover quickly from division and will often show new growth within a week. 2. Rhubarb. Best time to divide, early spring, just as reddish buds begin to emerge from the crown. Division method. Dig around the plant, taking care not to damage the crown. Lift the entire clump and use a sharp spade to cut the crown into sections, ensuring each division has at least 1 to 2 buds and a portion of the root system. Planting tips. Replant divisions in well-prepared soil with plenty of compost incorporated. Position the crown so that buds are 1 to 2 inches below the soil surface. Space divisions 3 to 4 feet apart to accommodate their eventual size. Health considerations. Water thoroughly after planting. Avoid harvesting from newly divided plants during their first year to allow them to establish a strong root system. Remove any flower stalks that appear to redirect energy to the roots. 3. Mint. Best time to divide. Early spring when new growth begins to appear. Division method. Mint spreads vigorously through underground runners. Simply dig up sections of the plant with a garden fork, ensuring each division has stems and roots attached. Even small sections will establish quickly. Planting tips. Plant divisions in containers or in areas where spreading won't be a problem. Use barriers sunk at least 12 inches into the soil if planting in garden beds. Space divisions 12 to 18 inches apart. Health considerations. Water regularly until established. Mint establishes very quickly after division and will often show vigorous growth within weeks. Consider growing in containers to control its invasive tendency. 4. Horseradish. Best time to divide. Early spring before significant new growth appears. Division method. Dig deeply around the plant to expose the long taproot. The main root can be cut into 6 to 8 inch sections, and any side roots at least 1/4 inch in diameter can also be used for propagation. Planting tips. Plant root sections at a 45 degree angle, with the top end about 2 inches below the soil surface. Space plants 18 to 24 inches apart in fertile, well-drained soil. Health considerations. Water well after planting. Horseradish is incredibly hardy and will establish quickly from root divisions. For the largest roots, wait until the second year after division to harvest. 5. Lovage. Best time to divide. Early spring, just as new growth begins to emerge. Division method. Dig around and under the plant's crown. Use a sharp spade or knife to cut the crown into sections, ensuring each division has both growth buds and roots attached. Planting tips. Replant divisions in well-drained, fertile soil. Position the crown at the same depth it was growing previously. Space divisions 2 to 3 feet apart to accommodate this large perennial herb. Health considerations. Water thoroughly after planting and apply a layer of compost around new divisions. Lovage is a long-lived perennial that may not need dividing for 4 to 5 years once established. 6. Hostas. Best time to divide. Early spring, when shoots are just emerging from the ground. Division method. Dig up the entire clump and use a sharp knife or spade to cut the crown into sections. Each division should have at least one growth point, and a portion of the root system. Larger hostas can be divided into multiple sections. Planting tips. Replant divisions at the same depth as the original plant in an area with similar light conditions. Space divisions according to mature size of the variety, typically 1 to 3 feet apart. Health considerations. Water thoroughly after planting and maintain consistent moisture during the establishment period. Apply a layer of mulch around new divisions to retain moisture and suppress weeds. 7. Daylilies. Best time to divide. Early spring as new growth emerges. Division method. Dig around and under the entire clump. Use a garden fork to lift the clump and shake off excess soil. Pull fans apart by hand or cut with a sharp knife. Each division should have 2 to 3 fans, leaf clusters, with roots attached. Planting tips. Trim foliage to about 6 inches before replanting. Plant divisions with the crown, where leaves meet roots, just at soil level. Space divisions 18 to 24 inches apart. Health considerations. Water thoroughly after planting and apply a layer of mulch. Daylilies divided in spring may not bloom heavily the first year after division, but will rebound strongly in subsequent seasons. Note that while technically edible, only certain varieties are grown for culinary purposes. 8. Sorrel. Best time to divide. Early spring as new leaves begin to emerge. Division method. Dig up the entire clump and use your hands or a knife to separate the crown into smaller sections. Each division should have several growing points and roots attached. Planting tips. Replant divisions in fertile, moisture-retentive soil. Position the crown at the same level it was growing previously. Space divisions 12 to 15 inches apart. Health considerations. Water thoroughly after planting. Sorrel establishes quickly after division and will often produce harvestable leaves within a few weeks. Regular harvesting encourages fresh, tender growth. 9. Egyptian walking onions. Best time to divide. Early spring before significant new growth appears. Division method. Dig up clumps of bulbs and gently separate them by hand. Each division should have at least one bulb with roots attached. Planting tips. Replant bulbs with the top portion just at soil level in well-drained, fertile soil. Space divisions 8 to 12 inches apart. Health considerations. Water after planting and apply a layer of compost. These unusual onions establish quickly from divisions and will often produce their characteristic top sets, small bulbs that form at the top of stems in the same growing season. 10. Bleeding heart. Best time to divide. Early spring, just as growth begins. Division method. Carefully dig around and under the crown. Gently lift the entire plant and divide the crown into sections using a sharp knife, ensuring each division has both roots and several growth buds. Planting tips. Replant divisions at the same depth as the original plant in rich, moist soil with good drainage. Space divisions 18 to 24 inches apart. Health considerations. Water thoroughly and apply a layer of compost or mulch. Bleeding hearts prefer partial shade and consistent moisture. Plants divided in spring may have reduced flowering the first year. By dividing these plants in early spring, you'll give them the entire growing season to establish strong root systems before winter arrives. This timing maximizes their chances of success and ensures a more vibrant garden display in the years to come. Division is not only economical, but also helps maintain the health and vigor of your garden perennials for many seasons of beautiful blooms and bountiful harvests. What are your favorite plants to divide in the spring?